This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia from Class Financial, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Fantastic website for Class Financial, classfinancial.com. It's K-L-A-A-S. financial.com. You can learn more about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are a business leader when it comes to retirement planning. Also, if you scroll down a bit, there's a little envelope. It says Stay Connected. You can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's an email you get each and every week, a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. And if you missed any of today's program or a previous show, it's a great opportunity to listen back to the program. Again, just get to classfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial. Get to know your appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, how you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great.
Great to see you. Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. I washed my hands this morning. Did you?
Yeah, I did. We were sanitizing the studio this morning, CJ and I.
We were wanding the studio.
Yes.
He has this. What is it again, Sean?
It's an ultraviolet light that will kill. It kills almost every germ imaginable, every virus imaginable. And you just wave it over keyboards, over microphones, anything. Can't do it over your skin and can't get it in your eyes.
I don't know if that even sounds real.
It's a real thing. He had it in here.
It is. It's crazy, and it works. I have one for my phone, too. And you take your, put your phone in this thing, and
that's
it
awesome.
Runs a cycle, and then your phone smells like it just rained. It's really bizarre. But anyway, that's for another day. We've got a really fun conversation ahead about the proper withdrawal rate, which is a question I think a lot of people have, especially when you start thinking of, I get a little nervous about running out of money. We're going to talk about that this morning. Don't forget, your calls are always welcome. They'd love to hear from you. Of course, we'd love to talk with you this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Another fantastic thing we do here on the program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. CJ and Malia will be talking this morning, as we mentioned, about withdrawal rate. Typically, the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during that conversation. Little tip, listen closely. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Monk's. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes. So again, thanks everyone for listening last week, and a big shout out to our winner. Last week was Mike from Edgerton. So congratulations to Mike. He correctly answered the question. A correction in the stock market is defined as when the market falls by what percent from its 52-week high? It was multiple choice. Question was it 5% or 10%? Again, Mike correctly answered. Definition of a market correction is when the market falls 10% from its 52-week high. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate your calls in every week.
And again, we'll do another Kloss Quiz Question a Week later this morning in this program. Also, by the way, if you missed last week's show, it was a really good one. I think a lot of people have questions, a lot of great answers in last week's program. Just get to KlossFinancial.com. So today we're going to be talking about planning for the proper withdrawal rate in retirement. And I've got to assume a lot of people get nervous that they may run out of money.
They do. And as a matter of fact, as we sit here and we talk about the coronavirus, and you see this all over the news and states declaring emergencies. The federal government, I know, has a travel ban going to different parts of Europe. So I did want to at least just very quickly revisit what we had talked about last week, which was those different definitions. So definition, as Malia just said, somebody had answered correctly, was a definition of a correction, 10% or more down from a 52-week high. And that happens on average once per year. So extremely common. Now, as of this morning, the market has now entered into bear market territory. This can shift daily, by the way. But bear market territory is when the market loses more than 20% from its 52-week high, and that happens about every 3.5 years. So again, fairly common, but we've entered into that territory. And truth be told, if this continues and shutdowns of different conferences and states and different things continue to occur, it could cause us to go into what we would call an event-driven recession. Recession is defined, it's not a percentage decline, but instead recession is defined as 2 negative consecutive quarters of GDP. So that's possible. As a matter of fact, I would say that's very possible. However, we have looked at this, and the average event-driven recession, because there are three different types of recessions out there. There's event-driven recessions, there's what we would call a cyclical recession or a structural recession. If that were to occur, the shallowest and most short-lived recessions tend to be event-driven recessions. And furthermore, this isn't the first time we've seen a virus. As a matter of fact, this is not the most deadly of the viruses that we've seen. And so we have a lot of history, a lot of data, and you've heard the phrase, there's nothing new under the sun, right? So we've seen these activities before. And so here would be my biggest piece of encouragement before we get into the core of the show. Everybody has fun on a roller coaster besides the person who jumps off mid-ride. Mm. So be ever so cautious to be the person who says, I don't have time to recover, I'm in retirement, I can't do this, and you jump off mid-ride. Be ever so cautious. This is the time for you to meditate in the morning, not check your portfolio daily, call your financial advisor, and rely on their expertise.
Really good stuff. And if you have questions this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas are here to answer those questions for you right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And as CJ mentioned, of course, last week we talked a lot about the stock market and some questions about what exactly a correction is and so on and so forth and all those different terms. It was a great show. You can always get to KlossFinancial.com. Download that podcast, subscribe as well to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. So let's talk then about kind of how people are feeling right now and how people feel when it comes to planning for retirement. You start thinking about withdrawal rates. Yeah. You never want to run out. Yeah, that's exactly. Got to be a big fear. Yeah,
that is. That's the number one fear, is that that we'll run out of money in retirement. And obviously, you know, events like this can really spike that fear. But what drives this are three different elements that most significantly affect your planning for income. The need for real cash flow is number one, that keeps up with inflation. Number two is the risk of having to sell assets to provide income at the wrong time, like during a bear market. Or number three, the potential for volatility in the markets in the future, or what's going on now. So as financial planners, managing the withdrawal rate from your investments to make sure it's sustainable is one of our greatest charters. So the first thing we need to discuss is what kind of withdrawal rate you should consider. Malia will talk about specific percentages here in a moment, but the question you should be asking is, what is a sustainable withdrawal rate? Very commonly, we'll hear people say, my portfolio was up 10% last year, so I pulled out 10%, right? Or my portfolio went up 15%, so that's all interest. I'm not touching the principal, so I'll just take the all interest. But that's actually dangerous. You need to be trying to hit an average, because years like this, when we're going to be down, let's say, then what are you going to do? Have no income, right? So typically in retirement, you want to have some sort of consistent, sustainable withdrawal rate. And of course, your need for income in retirement out of your portfolio can be driven by a lot of different things, such as, do you have Social Security? Do you have a pension? Is your spouse still working? Do you have part-time employment? Are you pre-65 and you have expensive health insurance? So the amount that you need from your portfolio in any given year could be very different depending upon those various factors. Listen, we have clients who actually don't realize just how blessed they are. And so if any of you are listening, I hope you hear me right now. They don't need their portfolios to meet their needs in retirement, because Social Security and pensions cover all of it. I mean, think about that. Social Security and pension, it covers all of your needs in retirement. Market volatility is really just noise to you. But that is rare. That is becoming more and more rare, as most people know who are listening to this, because pensions are becoming a thing of the past. And Social Security was only designed to be about 25 to 30% of our income needs in retirement. So for many of us, market volatility strikes fear, because we go, I need that to live off of. So defining what that distribution rate will be is going to be very important. And finally, of course, looking at how much debt you have going into retirement is another huge factor. If you can eliminate that debt, then the amount you're going to need coming out of the portfolio will be smaller.
Great advice, great insight. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website, a lot of great information about Kloss Financial, and of course, your opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Malia and CJ, great time to call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll talk a little bit about rule of thumb, which is always a fun part of this show, a fun conversation ahead. And we'll take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about planning for a proper withdrawal rate. And I think one of the things people, I think from talking with you guys over the years, the question you guys get most often is, so what is the rule of thumb when it comes to withdrawal rates these days? And how do you answer that question?
Well, and we've said this, I think, 1,000 times. We don't like rules of thumb in general because it may not apply to you whatsoever. But everybody likes to know the range, at least, and that's what we'd like to offer this morning. But I would say this, kind of hinging on what CJ discussed about debt. That debt thing, as you're going into retirement, can really, you know, pinch the amount of, you know, determine what you really need for that sustainable withdrawal rate. So if you're walking into retirement with a very large mortgage, that's going to be a little more difficult to cash flow depending on the amount of your investments. So we really do look at that whole picture. So the correct answer is, you know, it depends how much your withdrawal rate should be. If you're walking in and visiting with us and you're 55 years old, taking an early retirement, we might even say, you know, 3% is what we're comfortable with. But if you walk in and you've just retired at age 72, we might be saying 5 to 6%. It depends on your level of investments. It also depends on what your required cash flow is. So we're looking at always constructing a balanced, conservatively growing portfolio as people are heading towards retirement. And so, again, that pull will depend on age and the amount of actual need. If you look at your retirement planning horizon, again, how many years you likely will be in retirement, your current age, your current risk that you're comfortable with, your health and longevity factors. And, you know, I think right now, again, mentioning risk, you know, that comes to mind quickly for people as they're watching the markets. But again, you know, when you have a good plan for retirement, you know, we have people retiring this year. Of course, the question comes up, is it still, you know, is it still likely I should retire? I mean, does it still make sense? And we would say a good strategy is if you've done your homework and you know what your, you know, your cash flow needs to be, a good strategy, you need to be able to retire today or next year, according to what your real plans are. You know, sticking to a strategy always plays out generally well. So what our job is to, you know, always try to stay ahead of inflation when we're looking at constructing portfolios. And again, as CJ said, not taking if the market brings 10%, 15%, you're not taking 10 to 15%. Really important to understand cash flow and what it means to you in retirement.
Really good perspective, as always, talking with C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up the next segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question leak. You also heard Malia there mention, of course, the importance of understanding cash flow and how it differs in retirement as opposed to pre-retirement. We'll find out from CJ and Malia a little bit about that. Also got time for a call or two. If you want to give us a call right now, we'll get you on the air with your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Take more of your calls next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, you can also submit a question to be answered right here on the program with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll get to a great question a little bit later on in this segment. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. The folks brought in a $25 gift card for Monks. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in this segment. Talking this morning about the proper withdrawal rate and some of the variables that go into determining what that proper withdrawal rate is. And one of the things that's always important is having a budget and knowing what that budget is to know what you're spending. And I got to assume when it comes to planning for retirement, you've got to start thinking about cash flow to have a plan and how it differs between in retirement as well as pre-retirement income. What's some of the guidance there?
About that word budget with our clients. And, you know, based on what we've seen as real life plays out as you're in retirement, what we've actually seen is that you'll need somewhere between 70% to 80%, generally speaking, of your pre-retirement income when you go to retire, because most people don't want to see a decrease in their standard of living. If anything, they kind of want to start enjoying life a little bit more. So that's really important to keep in mind. Now, I mean, there's averages, there's extremes, and, you know, some people say, I can live on $1,000 a month in retirement. I mean, there's always those variables, but most people generally want to keep at least the minimum standard of living. So also we like to tell people facts, and according to the U.S. Census Bureau, average length of retirement in the United States is currently 18 years, and the average age at which people retire is 63. So again, your plans may be, I'm going to work till I'm 67, but the average actually in the United States is 63. So keep that in mind as you're putting away your pennies into your portfolio. There may be a need for a larger nest egg than you originally planned for. We do also like to remind people about continuing to put money into your 401ks and your IRAs this year. So in 2020, you can put away up to $19,500 into your 401k plan if you're under the age of 50. If you're over the age of 50, you can put an additional $6,500 for the catch-up, and that would give you a total of $26,000 that you're able to put away into your 401k. If you don't have access to an employer 401k or 403b, you can put money into an IRA with earned income. And this year in 2020, you can put away as much as $6,000 if you're under the age of 50, with a catch-up of an additional $1,000, making it $7,000 that can go into an IRA if you're over the age of 50. So we just like people to know their numbers, their targets, so they can adjust their budgets accordingly.
Really good stuff to know. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. We've talked about RMDs in the past, and I know it's come up as we are kind of approaching some of these changes, but they've changed the RMD. RMDs recently changed. Let's talk a little bit about how that's changed and how that affects taking out your money.
Yes, RMD stands for Required Minimum Distribution. You can go ahead and Google it if you're sitting in front of a computer now, but it basically has to do with this legislation that was passed back in 1986. It was called the Tax Reform Act, which required IRA or pre-tax retirement account holders to start making a minimum distribution by 70.5. So that was first passed back in 1986. However, the SECURE Act, which was signed into law in December of 2019, has adjusted that required minimum distribution age to begin now at age 72. Now, if you're confused about whether 70.5 abides to you or 72, and you're somewhere in that window of when this was passed, you can feel free to Google this and try to figure it out, or call our office and we can give you direction. But which age applies to you is dependent upon when you were born and when you turned 70.5. But for those who are not yet 70.5 as we speak, your new required minimum distribution age will be 72. Now, here's where this gets interesting. Some people go, oh, well, how does this work for me, and how does it impact my income and retirement? And truth be told, most people need income from their portfolio when they retire. So if you retire at 65 and you're drawing 5% out of your portfolio, when you get to 72, it will be a non-event for you because you're already pulling out enough to meet the minimum distribution that begins at 72. The only time you might have to adjust that up is if you're not drawing at all or you're drawing a smaller percentage than what is required. So I'm going to try to do quick math here for you. If you had $250,000 on December 31st in your IRA, or let's just call it all of your pre-tax retirement accounts, and you're retired, and then you turn 72, you would have to look at the IRS life expectancy table for a 72-year-old, which, by the way, that divisor is 25.6 years is what they look at. You take 250, divide it by 25.6, and that gives you $9,765. That would be your minimum distribution in that year. That $9,765 equates to 3.9%. I'm sure everybody on the air is rolling their eyes right now.
I was going to ask, Professor, is this going to be on the test?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good stuff, though.
So there's the calculation, but I'm sure most of you are going, oh, I have no idea what he's talking about. So call the office, talk to your financial advisor. These are calculations people like us do in our sleep.
Important ones to do as well, though, and that's certainly great information. Of course, you can always call the office if you have questions. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be doing the Kloss Quiz Question Week. But before we get to that, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, a great opportunity to ask a question. Just get to KlossFinancial.com. This week, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, one of our listeners, Amy, wrote the following question. How can I protect my 401k if the stock market continues to be volatile? Fantastic question.
Good question, Amy. I'm sure you're not the only one thinking about this. So I'm going to give you some hard-hitting thoughts here. First, don't stop contributing. Don't stop contributing. Oh, my goodness. You know, if you were buying real estate and real estate declined in value, what would you do?
You would buy
more of it, right? Do not stop contributing. I know the urge is to stop. Don't do that. Also, secondarily, resist the urge to sell or make major reallocations. It's kind of like if my home drops at 20% in value and somebody shows up on my porch offering to buy my house and says, your home is down 20% in value, I'm going to buy it from you, I would look at them like they have five heads. Yes. What are you talking about? Why would I sell when I'm down? And yet what's crazy is we do this with our portfolios all the time. Don't do that. Resist the urge to sell. Never try to time the market. Remain diversified. And finally, don't look at your balances all the time. I mentioned meditation. Mm-hmm. I actually think at this stage of the game, this becomes critical. Wake up in the morning, turn off all the news, and just meditate a little bit. Be quiet with yourself and recognize you're still alive. The world is going to continue going on. This is just a moment in time where things are freaking out. So there you go, Amy. Great question, and there's a few thoughts.
And you can always submit your questions at Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right on the website. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Hold that on to that number as well now. It's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize from Kloss Financial, which is a $25 gift card for Monks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week is this: what is the maximum you can put away into an IRA in 2020 if you are over the age of 50 with the catch-up? Is it $5,000 or $7,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Monks. And again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out with you guys. Always great to see you. Have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And of course, Dr. Hempkiss comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.